June 21st, 2018, Town Board Workshop at 6 p.m.
The what?
Ready?
So, welcome everybody to the workshop on protocol for use of the recreational field permitting system. And I have a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And we also have, obviously, the town clerk, who will be providing input, since she's most directly impacted by this process. Where's Sandy?
She should be here. I'm going to look in my box, because she printed everybody's packets.
It's not in my box. The packets. Okay. Whatever she might have brought.
I'm not sure. I talked to her just a short while ago, and I know she's...
You're sure that door was open at that end? You said it was open, right? I just undid that one.
It was.
I did that one now. I unlocked that one.
Okay.
So
there should be no reason.
Do you want to start or do you want to wait?
I think it's good to have it here because I'm on my way. I'm sorry, but somebody came to pick up their child late and I had to get out of my driveway. Okay. That was at 6. So she's on her way. She should be just...
We'll get started, and we'll obviously want her input on everything. So, Leanne was kind of, I don't know if you shared it with, did you share your comments with the board regarding...
Lisa had asked me for my comments, so I sent it back through her. I don't believe I sent it to the entire board, because it was really her that was asking.
Yeah, and she was doing that at my request.
Yeah, it was kind of quite a book that I wrote.
No, it was actually very good. So I think we need to start with the two issues of how we do field usage. First one is through contract, and the second way is through the field use permit process.
Which essentially is a simple contract.
Correct.
Right.
So I did some checking, and it looks like most recently for last year we only had two contracts. For rec, we had softball and baseball.
What about soccer?
We had soccer in. I made some notes here.
For 20, this is as of last year, August. I had youth baseball, youth softball.
And we should have had.
And that's all that was.
The soccer guy.
We must have had one for PJ Matza for soccer. I just, for some reason, don't have it on my list. I was quick trying to get this together.
Yeah, well, he's on the list that was compiled for 2017, but it's not listed as a contract, whereas the other two were. And maybe he didn't sign it?
I can tell you that his spring soccer just this year, he just filled out a field use request for him and paid $700. He did not complete a contract, where in years past it had always been a contract.
On the spring program?
Yeah. So that's one of the questions that you started with. What's a contract? What is, I'll just fill out a field use form.
So why don't we start there and iron out when a contract is required? How's that?
So I guess my thought is on a contract would be something... beyond just the payment for the use of the fields.
So more than one-time use. Is that safe to say?
Okay, one-time use, but also like
more
with PJ, right? So he uses the fields for the season or rents the fields for the season in the springtime to do his own program, but then he does a program for the town in the fall is what I understood. Am I right in thinking that?
No, he pays us per child, $10 a child, to use the fields, and he runs the program. He collects the money. Running it so much for us. It started out, we did have a soccer program for years, and then we had someone else run it, and then PJ took it over, and he gives us $10 a child for the number of children in the field.
Is that for the fall or the spring program?
The fall.
The fall program. The spring program, he normally just does a field rec request for.
Okay. But she's saying that...
He had always done a contract in the past.
For the fall program.
For the spring program.
For the spring?
In spring, he did a contract for 2014 and 2015, and then it kind of stopped. Well, I have two different things. One was Adirondack Lynx, one was Empire City Soccer. I assume they're the same people. And so there were contracts for 14, 15, 16. In 2017 and 18, all he did was fill out a field use request form.
For the spring program?
For the spring. So it jumped from contracts to just filling out a field use request form. And I don't care one way or the other what we do. I want to make sure the town is protected. So if somebody thought somewhere along the way we needed a contract, I guess I would like to know why all of a sudden we don't need a contract.
Sandy's questionnaire, just one of the papers she's got is she's trying to come up with a list of questions to make it easier to determine, is this something that requires a contract or not? And that's that. Maybe she's here now. Somebody.
My feeling is, as far as a contract, is somebody who operates a program, not a town program. It's more than a one-time meeting, with the exception of a tournament. That should be a contract. And the reason, I think the reason we would have that way is for our liability, because we want to have a held harmless clause with the town named additionally insured. I think, you know, any time where we think the town needs to be protected, you know, that warrants a contract.
Okay.
That makes sense.
No, I think that's a smart way to do it. I mean, I don't know why we can't call it all contracts. And I mean, yes, there's the one-time use, so, but even if, depending on what it is, like a run is a one-time use, but I think that should have a contract because it's planned in advance, you know.
Okay, and I understand, and when I think about like field use or pavilion use or something like that, if somebody's asking for something and then they are paying for it, that is essentially a contract. But I guess I want to step back a moment and ask, you know, I think about like Hurricane softball, or I think about tournaments that, you know, baseball tournaments or softball tournaments that go on. Versus, instead of using like a field use, you want a contract with a hold harmless clause and insurance to cover the town, which I'm under the impression that we get for tournaments already.
Mm-hmm.
And that with like, I'm not sure how Jack Hills operates, but I mean, he's like in charge of the Hurricane baseball in this region. So there's like 18U team, there's a 16U team, 14U team, 15U team, 12U team, 10U team. He's got several different teams and different coaches that are under the Hurricane baseball. And I'm under the impression that he kind of checks with Sandy to request field use, but I don't know that he has a contract, or if he's just, you know, putting a field use for these different times. Which,
sorry,
maybe you can answer that.
I came in late.
Yep. All right. This is what you want to pass around.
Well, is it a redundancy in paperwork thing that we're trying to avoid, or?
Yeah.
Is that an
option? I mean,
did you have
at some point some of this can all be done on the
Hi.
We're hoping good for that. I mean,
yeah.
Separate from even that.
So is that all different than what I have here?
Yes, this is updated.
So I should just throw this out.
Yes, I'm sorry. We worked on it and updated.
So we started off for your benefit, Sandy. Differentiating between what would require a contract versus a field permit or a pavilion permit use. And to recap, I had suggested that anything that is more than one-time use, unless it's a tournament, that is a program that is not a town program, in other words, somebody's operating it under their own volition, because from a liability standpoint, we want to have a hold harmless clause and naming the town additionally insured. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be the factor for requiring a contract.
Everybody signs a hold harmless that uses the park.
How many sign additionally insured?
Anybody that rents a field.
Okay.
anybody that does a pavilion.
That's on the insurance, the additional insured.
Right.
So everybody who gets a permit to use a field provides that to the town?
Mm-hmm.
If they're an organization, they're supposed to, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well then.
I
so
think
that base is covered.
If this paper, the one that I did hear, that's kind of how I thought, and I don't know if it's something that you would agree with in breaking it down. And I guess I use the example of the fall soccer or baseball or softball, because there's always more than 100 participants.
Which field do you?
This is the one that says field usage questionnaire for softball, baseball.
Okay.
And this is just a worksheet that I think will break it down a little easier. If you'll have 5 or more teams in the group or league, and then will there be 10 or more coaches or volunteers, and is your event a tournament? Those, to me, would all fall under a contract. Because, like you said, it's more than a one-time use, bigger actually than a couple. And then on the bottom, I broke it down. If it doesn't fall under that, then it would go on to a field usage.
So just to play that out a minute, if in this case, if I check yes to any of these top 4, it's a contract.
Yes.
So are you suggesting then for tournaments we need contract?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be safer for us. Then everything is spelled out in that contract a little more than a field usage is.
Spelled out in what sense?
Like if there's a certain number of games and then they change it, then we have that to go back on. Like our contract with baseball or softball at this point is, we've noticed, is kind of gray with some of the areas that are covered on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel that it gives us a little bit tighter rein on who's using it.
On one hand, I understand, and I want to point out that there was a tournament this past weekend. 6 fields were used.
Six fields were used.
And the quad, and then 5 and 7 because of the size of the tournament. And one of the things that we discussed at a meeting yesterday morning was we should probably limit softball to the quad versus... on tournaments, if you're going to have a tournament, you get the softball fields at the quad. These other fields they're good for practice fields, but they're not necessarily good for playing softball in tournaments. And part of it came into the play of employees being able to turn a field for use for the tournament.
Yeah,
it became very difficult.
For them to get over to 5 and 7 is difficult. I watched them at the state tournament. It was great. They parked out in between two fields. It was amazing. As soon as they were like ants, boom, done, boom, done, boom, done. And then I saw them there, and they said, you know, next weekend we're going to be short-staffed, and we got to go down there and do 5. We got to go down there and do 7. And I said, I guess I wasn't aware. But
two other things that happened was people. Temporary fence was put up by the tournament host to kind of encapsulate the field so that, you know, and that fence wasn't owned by us. It's one of those issues that I don't really think was, I think we want to try to eliminate that.
Mm-hmm. We own one and
parking?
They own one.
Did they charge for parking this year?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Who's that?
For this one.
Not the tournament, to my knowledge, no.
Because it has happened in the past.
For that one?
The state tournament. They charge
does.
A fee to go in.
Right.
I don't think it's parking.
It's $8
per person.
Yeah.
Right.
But not the park. Parking's free.
Yeah.
State tournament.
Which on one of our forms, it says no fees will be charged,
mm-hmm.
which I brought up at one point. And how do we explain that with the state?
Tournament?
Yeah.
Well, if they're charging a fee to use any town property, we should be getting a portion of that fee.
Okay. Well.
And that was a contract before,
mm-hmm.
you know, us. And I know that, like, if you go to the high school for a state game, you pay
mm-hmm.
when they get to that
mm-hmm.
level of games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that maybe we want to look at for next year.
Mm-hmm. Pay for most things, the school sports. Now,
yeah.
if you go to a basketball game, you pay $3,
mm-hmm.
$2.
Yeah.
You go into anything, you pay.
I think
so.
She mentioned that this was up from last year. Maybe last year it was $6 or something.
Very well could be.
Because she said something about an increase.
Okay.
So,
but if we signed a 3-year contract, can you go back and tell them that they can't charge? I don't know if you can do that after the fact.
We have a 3-year contract?
Next year's
the
last
year.
Mm-hmm.
The one that kind of got done online by our prior rec director without anybody's knowledge. And I don't know if we've even got a copy of it yet.
She has a paper.
I have information. It's not really a contract. It's a bizarre thing. It's a copy of the application
I can say that there's no legal standing for a contract if an elected official, majority elected officials, didn't direct a resolution and approve it to be signed by the supervisor. No other town employee has the authority to sign a contract.
Yeah, the process, I agree with you. I understand their process for competing for the state contract was to fill out an online web form of some sort, from what I understand, after the fact, and that that person I referenced did that. And then we were awarded the state tournaments for 3 years. So I don't know if it's a binding contract, but it's up next year.
Mm-hmm.
And that process needs to be brought in-house if we're going to compete for that business the next year. So I don't know if we're under binding contract for the reasons you mentioned, but
I can show you what I have in my folder.
That's not one of our regular contracts.
No, I don't know if I've
really pretty much the application.
Mm-hmm. So just to clarify with you, Sandy, on these, I'm seeing field use questionnaire for softball, baseball, field use questionnaire for soccer, lacrosse, and then I have
worksheet
for softball, baseball on both of them.
Oh.
Was it something different?
It should be one for lacrosse. So
Football.
Yeah, and it just was a little different questionnaire, and I apparently copied the same one.
Which is fine.
It's just a little different questionnaire. I didn't ask the same questions for the same. Do you have one that says we're off?
I don't know.
The
worksheet.
Get back to this issue here. I don't.
So the top piece was contract.
I have that.
The bottom piece would make it a field use.
I don't know. Be careful what we're wishing for. I don't know if I've heard enough reasons why we should have a contract for every tournament. How many contracts would we have to then negotiate? How many tournaments are you talking about?
Can we have a standard?
Round numbers. If there was a standard boilerplate contract, it would be easy. Otherwise, we're going to legal review every time.
Yeah, I agree.
That's true.
If there was a standard boilerplate that we didn't change and there was no modifications, otherwise you cover your concerns on a field use request form. That's the only one I have a concern about.
I put it in the numbers more so than a tournament per se. I went with 100 participants. So the tournament could be in its own little category because it would go down with the field usage then where it is now.
I'm
good with that.
The supervisor's point for the top. I think you said if it's an organization running a group running an event or a program for multiple days, it's not town, but
right.
That's a contract.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Can I ask a question? Is the powwow a contract?
They've always just typically filled out a field use request form.
Who's the power?
I mean, it's a. I'm just asking because I know they're on the calendar, and that's a 1, 2, 3, 4 day thing, 8:30 to 8. So I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but that's what I'm wondering if it would be a contract. Would that fall under that?
A contract and field use. I mean, are we covered by legally differently by either contract or field use? Or is it how we word it ultimately, or do we? Do we not have it either called a contract or field use, but this is the form that's filled out?
I think we need
because I think when I hear contract, I think one thing, but then with this conversation, I'm realizing my thoughts on a contract are a little bit different. But we're looking for the protection, we're looking for the guarantees from who we're working with. They're looking for a guarantee from us.
Mm-hmm.
It's our binding agreement, I guess, that we're going to do this, they're going to do that. We're going to get our money by this amount of time, and these are the cutoff points and dates. Like, is it, and can that be done in a boilerplate form, like you're saying? But maybe I'm hung up on the term, whether it's a contract or a field use request, because it sounds like we're using them interchangeably, but I don't know if there's differences for what we're trying to get out of them.
I think for tournament, we could do kind of a boilerplate thing, the way we kind of set that up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and contract to me has always been like softball, baseball. It wants it ongoing for a season or a good amount of time. Field usage might be
a weekend. Or a short term.
Yeah,
or if it's like a soccer camp versus the fall one that's a bigger program with the 400 kids.
Well, is it possible for us to name the things we want contracts on? Or is it
we could do it that way, or we could have a dollar amount as the threshold that requires a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we had 2017, youth baseball paid $4,000, youth softball paid $4,000. If you look at all the other fees that were paid, they range anywhere from $50 up to Chris Quincio is $3,100. You know, you could have the threshold be anything that requires a fee of
over
$1,000 requires contract. And that makes it pretty easy.
And that would not be PJ Motsif.
And then you can't back, you know, if you have fields assigned to you, we have our money and they pay.
You know, the Chris Grinchio, though, that $3,100 must be a sum of all his different events.
Oh, right here. I don't know.
No, his one event this month was $5,700 he paid for one tournament.
Is that year to date or
no? That's last year's. So that's one.
That was a weekend tournament.
Mm-hmm. That
kind
of money.
That was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Makes sense to have a contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then 200 on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because that was 108 games plus concession stand.
Well, again, I don't have the most recent information, but I have last year's.
Mm-hmm.
And if I look down the list, so here are the big ticket items as far as those that are paying. These Hurricanes, $1,500. This month, or
that's the state tournament.
Yeah, $1,600. Mm-hmm. Adirondack Extreme, $2,150. Capital Region Rain, $2,150. Adirondack Extreme, $1,250. Saratoga County Hurricanes, $1,850. Chris Grinchio with Adirondack Extreme, $3,100. Northeast Hurricanes, $2,150. And you have the youth baseball and softball. Everybody else falls well below the $1,000 threshold. And you can see by those numbers, they're well above the $1,000 threshold. So I think you need to find out or come to a consensus on what do you want the threshold to be, which determines a contract. And I think it should be dollar.
If you use the dollar.
And I think that's a good number.
Pretty straightforward.
Because everybody else is below that $1,000 other than something that's a long term or a bigger tournament.
I mean, basically, those contracts are for big one-time events.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Except softball, baseball.
Right.
And fall baseball, Pop Warner.
And fall
soccer.
Well,
fall soccer.
And Pop Warner's not as big. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that I haven't seen. We haven't gotten to Pop Warner yet, mm-hmm. so I don't know if they had a contract or if they had a field use. Because mm-hmm. they only used it, I think, if I remember last year, a few days. And I don't know if anything was done.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember hearing anything on Pop Warner?
I have nothing for Pop Warner. I have nothing for Jenny Finch. I have nothing for lacrosse. Has lacrosse been down there? Because we've received no money. We've received no contract. We've received no field use. We've received absolutely nothing for lacrosse if they're down there.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a town program. We don't collect any money for it. So I don't know what happened with that.
What lacrosse? Boys, Southland Falls Youth Boys Lacrosse?
Mm-hmm. And if you guys look back into your emails in April, I emailed everybody asking thoughts on lacrosse and what we were going to do in the past. Apparently lacrosse has not paid. They've lined their own fields and this is what was done in the past, and that's why I brought it forward to see what we wanted to do. And I know in the email I had put stuff in reference to the Southland Falls Youth Lacrosse asking if they could do the nets because that's what they had done in the past. I explained that we were getting away from in-kind services and then everything kind
of... We can't grow our park with in-kind services.
Absolutely. And, you know, Gina and I talked about it a little bit this morning, and one of the ways that I thought would work for, like, the lacrosse, the fall soccer is how we do it. They pay $10 a kid, a registrant, And I think that that might be a good option for us, because we may make out better than putting a flat fee on something, because the programs are growing. I was reached by Southland Falls Girls Lacrosse today wanting to talk about next year. They mainly play at the middle school because we don't have enough lacrosse fields or soccer. And their numbers are getting much bigger for the girls. So they would like to bring it to the park. And I think that would bring us in revenue if we did it at a $10. Like, we made $4,000 on the fall soccer last year because it was 400 kids. I don't know what the board thinks of that versus a flat fee. And then, like, we talked about getting a roster the second week of the program starting, and they have to pay at that point. I mean, you're always going to end up adding more, but you don't get much after the second week of the program.
Do we know who's organized the lacrosse?
The girls is Jason Bittengill. The boys is, it's kind of a, what originally I believe was the travel lacrosse was Mike Patton, who the travel doesn't, hasn't used it or called to ask about it
no,
this
they
year.
Use high school.
That's the Black Bear, right?
Yeah, that's the Black Bear. And then the boys lacrosse, I have names of Scott Comstock, Chris Benson.
Comstock's a
He's
teacher,
a teacher at middle school.
Well, in 2014, 15, and 16, they signed a contract and paid us $1,200 each year, and then it stopped. Mm-hmm. We received nothing last year and nothing this year.
Okay. Well, you know, and you say that, are they doing, I don't even know who's organized this at this point.
They play. They practice there. They didn't host any games there. They practice on a Tuesday, Thursday night.
So is it more like a pickup type thing? Show up and play?
No. It's more sign up. You sign up.
You organize.
You sign up.
They practice.
You pay an insurance.
Other schools feel they've played as far away as Lake Placid.
The younger kids did. The older ones did.
They were all over.
Okay. Well, then I guess we need to find out who has got it organized and reach out to them and say, listen, you know what? We expect.
And I don't know what the board's desire is on that, if we want to do a per child or a flat fee.
Well, is there? So we haven't received any fees for use for this year or last year.
And when I asked the question last year from the people in the park, it was they line their own fields and.
Because before we go forward, I want to try and figure out going backwards.
Where it stopped from 2012 to.
I mean. They're collecting money from their players, so that there's that they have money in an account that they're not a school program. So, I mean, we need to get some sort of, I think, fee out of that. I mean, my daughter plays in the girls' one, and we paid $25 or whatever it was, but we weren't at our rec parks or at the school, so I don't know that. I don't know
my
the agreement with the school.
Yeah.
So
my son pays more than that.
So
because of the insurance.
Right. So, I think we need to reach out to those organizers and tell them they're not going to play next year until they figure out the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not community-minded? I don't know, but I think...
But do we...
It is. We're looking out for the whole community.
But I think that it might have been said from the park that they didn't pay. That's kind of the message I got.
So they got it from, like, people who might not work there anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe we don't have a foot to stand on going backwards, but going forward... They have to know that we're going to... I don't mind
the
$10
fee. And I did say
fee.
That to them, that, you know, this isn't something that's going to happen in the future. I can guarantee that this isn't... But I didn't really have an answer.
They're charging over $100
yeah.
for the little kids. My grandson's in third grade.
The boys?
Yeah, my son paid... Well, you have to pay for the insurance.
So somebody's making a lot of money at our expense.
Well, you pay the insurance
regardless of whether
to
line the fields or not.
USA Lacrosse.
They're
you
using
go online,
our space.
Yourself.
The taxpayers are paying for that space.
$30.
Absolutely.
So as for the insurance piece, every player has to sign up through USA Lacrosse before you can actually be allowed to be part of these two teams. So I know, like, I paid $30 for our daughter, and then we paid $25 for her to be part of it, and I got her a T-shirt, but which is fine. But that's what we paid for the girls, and we played at
and
the middle school.
And we paid a little more than that. And they got
the
full uniforms, and I think we paid $75.
Right. So there's a bank account with money in it. Not that we need to get our hands on it, but they're collecting fees, so it's going to something.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, we should be getting field use for them and payment for the
absolutely.
Use of that.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's a good way to bring us back while we're here.
You know,
right?
Versus, you know, if somebody else has got this organized, I'm not... at this point, I don't think we need to get $10 per person, particularly with the seasons going, but we should be at least getting the field use form and monies for the use of the fields.
And how do we want to figure out the money? I mean, that's why I was thinking if it was a $10 fee, I think we're going to make out a little bit more with the numbers, and that's a program between the girls and the boys. If we pull them back into the park, that's going to bring more numbers. I don't know.
That's what PJ Moss, we charge.
Yeah, and we got 4,000.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, I gotta be honest, I think it's low, but if $10 is what we want, then
in his case, he does the whole program, sends out all the communication, does the registration, collects all the money.
Because it's his program.
Yeah, but it's our. But
it would
the
be the same way with
field.
Them.
Say again.
It would be the same way with them. We wouldn't do anything. Because I don't do anything now other than I'm there with my son.
Right, because it's not our program.
No.
Right, I still think we still charge regardless of what they put in, time and money wise, because there are fields and we need to grow our parks, and there mm-hmm. you right. pay, you generate small revenues at least to start putting back into the fund. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, we are the best game in town for fields. I have friends who live all over the country and their kids play travel, and I got, you know, I just picked in their brain, what do you pay for this tournament, what do you pay for that, and I told them they just about died, and they said,
absolutely,
mm-hmm. are you kidding me, do you know how much money good friends just tell me they pay $2,500 a season to have
wow.
their kid play travel baseball, and every parent pays it out in Syracuse area because and the coach then pays for all the tournaments out of all that stuff. So we're not trying to make money off our people. That's a lot of money. But I think to put money back into our parks, I mean, we break even, right, on the rec for the most part. if we're lucky.
That's the hope, right?
So I don't think we're charging enough down there. And I think most people know. And I get it. But we don't deny people. I think we need to make it clear that if there's a need, obviously we can let a child play. But
and each organization basically has people that will pay for a child if they can't pay.
I mean, we're early in this, and I hope we're doing this for a while, but I certainly would like to turn all this into we're doing this in-house, because it's so hard. People ask me, who do I contact? I'm like, I couldn't tell you. Because mm-hmm. our website doesn't tell them where to go. We have no way. I mean, again, we're getting off topic, and I'm sorry for that, but I'm hoping at some point we, as a town, can be the people you call up and go, oh, yeah. Well, baseball starts this date, and this is the organization, and this is how it's run.
Absolutely.
And all your money goes, you can pay right through the web portal, right here, and it's going to go to our bank account.
She keeps
right here.
Saying that.
Right. So, but we're not there yet. I get that. We got to figure out how to get contracts or field use things done first. But we need to keep our eye on that farther
well,
down the road.
I think finding all the pieces that are using the park has been very enlightening since this was given to me. You know, I've been driving through at night on the weekends, talking to people that are there, and I found three nights that I've driven through there that there's a dog training class going on a regular basis. And I asked one of the park... sometimes. You know, but they're training
right.
them to go from here to there, and I sat there, and I said to one of our staff down there in the evening, has they been here before? Oh, yeah, they're here a lot. I'm like... Okay.
Are they using a field? Are they using a space?
That night they were in the open area right before the pavilion, and there was people on the little playground there by number two, and there were people on the Legion field and people on lacrosse and soccer. So the space probably, in my mind, if you're training a dog, might not have been the most safe place, maybe.
Perfect, though, for keeping that distressed dog not from being distracted.
This is true, maybe.
But
I mean, there's things that are happening
that we don't know about.
We don't know. And there's not enough people to police it down there, or like they aren't going to walk up to a pavilion and say, do you have a field use form? Or, you know, because anybody can go in there and just use it if it's not used.
Right.
So the mentality from a historical perspective, you know, most everyone's familiar with how the park got started. It was done with volunteers. You know, it was American Legion Baseball. We had two fields in the beginning, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The town didn't
you know, have a lot of money for the programs, and it's a good thing that we have taken that concept and grown it to the fine facilities that we have now. With a, you know, I was on the board, we spent $750,000 for the girls softball, but we cannot move forward with the mentality that was in place at that time. If you go to all the surrounding municipalities, you pay to play.
You do. Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that our community has a level of expectation that not only are we going to keep our facilities as good as they are now, that we are going to grow our offense.
Absolutely.
We are not financially in a position to be able to do that. The only way that we're going to be able to do that and budget for a five-year master plan is to rethink how we charge for use of our facilities. Mm-hmm. And so that brings us back to tonight's conversation. And I just want to start with where we are in the contract. I want to start ticking things off. What does the board want to require a contract?
So when you say contract, though, is this something that has to be then checked over by our legal?
Well, it'll be a boilerplate contract.
Yeah, we have, okay. They kind of went with that boilerplate, okay. That mm-hmm. Carla did.
Okay.
When you,
but it gets signed by the supervisor.
Signed by the supervisor.
Right.
Okay. Signed by the parties that are using.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I just interject really quick? Because I think most of the contracts that we have are like a set fee for a group to use the park. Mm-hmm. It's not a per game thing. Mm-hmm. Like all of your tournaments, you know how much you're going to charge them because it's $50 per game or whatever per game, depending mm-hmm. on whether they want it lined or not lined. Mm-hmm. So it's all a per game thing with tournaments. They come in, they say, we're going to have 50 games. It's 50 times whatever. Boom, there you go. Where all the contracts up till this point have all been a planned use of fields, and it's not per game, it's just a set fee. Like all of the spring soccer, they were all $700. I believe the Pop Warner football is $700 because they don't have games like tournaments have, you know, where you can say, well, you have, you're scheduled to use 10 games, so 10 times whatever. No, the town board just decided, let's charge this amount of money for the use of it during your season. And those are the ones that became contracts. Why some of the others, then it became the gray area, like Jenny Finch. That's a softball tournament, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know why that was a contract.
Clinic.
So training session.
Okay. So then I could see where that would be a contract.
And I think that organization, particular one, Jenny Finch, like they have probably have a legal team that wants a contract. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. So things like that are contracts. Yeah. Things that you can't say it's so much per game. You know, so your football is like that. I would think your lacrosse, because you just got a bunch of people out there using one field. You're not having to line separate softball fields and baseball fields and things like that. That's my interpretation of how it went from contracts to...
Just want to have contracts for tournaments?
Well, not tournaments. I'm flexible on all the different suggestions, but my opinion would be the contract should be on seasonal programs that are for a defined period of time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or an entity that requires a contract. So you've got Little League, you've got softball, you've got Pop Warner, you've got spring and fall
soccer,
soccer, you got lacrosse, mm-hmm. you got Legion, whatever that is.
Well, baseball? Hurricane, he does the field use because he plays per game. He's not set.
Okay.
His is more of a travel.
Okay.
Who's Hurricanes? Is that Jack or is that
Chris? Yeah, that's Jack. And they are growing, so eventually that may be more of a seasonal because their age span is mm-hmm. going younger to the older, similar to what baseball is.
I would think that if the objective is to try to put structure around it and then fix some problems, we should be able to do that through a field usage form. I mean, if you're... The contract's going to... What problem are you trying to resolve by adding a contract instead of a better defined field usage form?
I think my question was how... When we get into it, what makes that contract versus what makes the field usage? That mm-hmm. was my main question, was what separated that and where's the decision made? It was well before mm-hmm. these you guys and me. Mm-hmm. So it was my question is... How do I know? Do I go for you guys to say, is this a contract, or do I do a field use? That was my main question. Where do I make that separation?
The only struggle in the dollar value is that you got some seasonal programs that she just referenced that fall under that balance. So you're going to have these tournaments that mm-hmm. are short blast on some weekend for 3 days, some last minute planning, mm-hmm. we're gonna have a really tough time managing timeline on a contract on a fluid thing.
Do away with contracts.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Everything can be a field use form if you want it.
I think we could.
But if they're gonna be contract, I think they should be limited to the
long term.
The bigger things like Little League and softball. And the only reason not to single them out, but there's usually a lot of back and forth and some negotiations. So getting that conversation
the
done
dynamics.
Once for a year or two is uh-huh. probably.
And I think
not
you could do the
thing.
Fall soccer that way too, because it's a longer term, bigger group. Yeah. Those three things would be my thought on a contract.
I guess I'll go with that question. We make it more difficult for ourselves. To that point, someone just made a new supervisor. Do we even need contracts? Can we cover it in a field usage form, which we know is a contract by definition anyways,
right.
make it simpler, and clean this all up, and do we even need these bigger contracts?
Could you put a field usage, add the thing, because your decision was to make softball and baseball that $3,000, mm-hmm. and then the $1,000 for concessions. How would you break that down on a field use when it's a per game? Mm-hmm.
It was a question, not a suggestion, right? I think mm-hmm. I think that to that point it would be hard. That's a seasonal event. We redo a lot of things.
And it
that
does
aren't
the dynamics.
Standard. Mm-hmm. It's got some dynamics. So I'm still back to thinking that we've got these named entities that run programs that aren't town programs. We can make a list of them, and those are the ones that are in contract. Everything else is a field usage form.
Well, let's spell them out.
So
South Glens Falls girls softball.
So,
yeah. The youth baseball, South Glens Falls youth baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the fall soccer.
And
those are our biggest
programs.
What
about lacrosse?
I don't know if it's a. I don't know that it's as big as a softball season.
Okay.
It's two. It's like maybe 2 months.
Starts the first week in May and ends the last week in June.
Yeah.
So
is there a field? Is there criteria that's defined up front, like X number of fields, certain dates? Are they giving you schedules? Are we agreeing to do lining or setting up? I mean, some of the reasons to maybe do the contract and understand that is so that staffing can be prepared to know what kind of workload they come at them.
And
too.
Softball
so
and baseball and soccer in the fall would do that.
Those are the only three? So lacrosse wouldn't have that lift?
No, because they just play in an open field. There's not a game set up. I mean, in the future, that may be
mm-hmm.
if there's more space for that. But it at this point, and I know the last 2 years, that hasn't been the case.
All right, so we're going to start doing those three. And where are we now in current contracts, if we have them, with those three groups?
In the second year of the third year,
for
or third three contracts for two. PJ's has been just a year.
Which is it? You gotta tell me.
That's the soccer.
Soccer.
Yep.
Is in which one?
He doesn't have a more than 1 year.
He's come to us and he should be coming. So we've only done contracts on fall in the past.
That's it. Yeah, and his other one is like a camp or a clinic, which would be the $700, is what was done in the past. So I don't know where you want to do that. That's similar to what I see as lacrosse. It's the short term, I think his is a.
The fall
Wednesday
is the big one where he's putting it on behalf of the town.
Right.
Maybe not the best choice of words, but he's running a soccer program mostly
because
focused on the community locally,
yes.
mm-hmm. and we're taking $10 off each registration paid back to us, determined at
right.
the end.
And then I think he gave an additional donation for something he did at soccer. I don't remember what the exact was.
So are these contracts identical between softball and baseball?
Yeah.
And we have a dollar amount in there for each year?
$3,000 for the field usage and $1,000 for the concession.
With the exception that baseball is sliding in. What is it
Travel
called?
Teams.
Well, I don't know if they're sliding in. I think we have to we can table that conversation or have it now. I believe that it defined it as their season.
But it's...
They didn't...
It doesn't seem to be.
So, what
well,
we noticed...
Well, is that their season or
yeah,
not their
so,
season?
So, we noticed on
well,
the
you
contract,
say no, but do they think yes?
The first year of the contract, they had a table B, which gave the list of or the schedule.
The addendum, yeah.
They haven't given a schedule for this year.
That's a miss on our part. The contract was really clear that by a certain date, they had to give us a list of their dates.
Okay.
And it appears as though that would be Schedule B.
Yes.
And I believe that I'm hearing that they didn't do that.
It's not what's in the contract, per se. It's only 2017. So if there was specific things, when I got told this year, June 1st, their season ends, and practices are first come, first serve. So I'm still learning a little bit of the dynamics with the baseball. Softball is extremely easy to work with. Every week we get something from her, what's requested for field usage.
Yeah, of course.
And their travel people pay separately. Baseball, in June alone, I believe it's 13 games. And on Sundays and Fridays, which on their contract it says you have non-exclusivity for Fridays and Sundays, because that's when the other travel teams play. There has been a few days that we've had some conflicts, and some of the baseball people have gone to the Hurricanes and asked them to move their games, like without coming through me. And, you know, to avoid any conflict, the Hurricanes were very nice and changed their game. But they had already scheduled and done their paperwork to have those fields. And sometimes South Glens Falls Youth Baseball says that they want fields 1 and 2 because it's their fields. So it's just a thing that's been going on, and it's just us learning everything that's been happening to going forward.
This is the second year of a contract after we did the contract, right?
Yes.
So are they asking for something different this year than they were given last year?
Maybe it's I'm a little more aware because I'm doing it.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know
what was asked for last year, honestly, other than our discussions at the end to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's things that they're asking for that they say they were provided with last year, but it's not really in the contract, and that has to do with like the ranking and lining up fields between games on the travel baseball, and which that's been somewhat of a bone of contention because they didn't really give a schedule, and something happened this past weekend, was it?
The 16th, I send out every month a schedule like I send to you guys. But before I send it to you guys, I send it to Jack, Rebecca, and Chris, because they're the leaders of those groups. And then I asked them if there's any changes. It came back to me with no changes, and on the 16th, there was nothing. There was no events that day.
For baseball.
For baseball. So when he kind of went on and got very upset, the 16th, at our park people, and made the comments that, you know, in reference to what happened on Saturday, I went back and looked through, and I knew that I had sent the schedule out June 10th. So I think it's just a, you know, throwing the contract in my face, then keep your people out of our shed. So it's just really, I think there needs to be
There's no shed down there that they own. We've already been very clear about
that. I know. But
anything on that property is our property.
And I clarified that.
Well, you know,
it's very difficult conversations.
I've seen.
So
if we didn't have a contract, I'd, well,
But it puts me in a very hard spot because I'm going by the contract. I took a picture. I even shared it with them and said, look, one of your coaches came to the rec staff and Randy forwarded me the question. I don't know who it was directly that came to him, so please forward this information on that we do not rake in line. All we do are the foul lines. This is what's in the contract. And it wasn't snotty by any means, and it was, you're going to throw a contract in my face. So it's not. I'm not trying to make it hard, but I'm also trying to do the job that I've been asked to do.
The question that was brought up, or the point that was brought up, was that they're trying to slip something in. What was?
Well, the travel teams. They're non-exclusive on Fridays and Sundays. So their contract, in the way that reads, is Monday through Saturday.
Can I try to just clarify that you're... Chris Engelhardt is saying that the travel teams are part of South Glens Falls Youth Baseball.
But their season has ended, correct?
Where the South Glens Falls Youth Baseball supposedly has ended, although they do still have All-Stars.
But that's not these guys.
But that's not the travel baseball that he's referring to.
Right.
So the question is travel baseball different if it's still the South Glens Falls kids? I don't know.
Is it?
But the season is over.
Their season ended.
They have an opening day and they have a closing weekend.
But we don't have a schedule B that shows that
nothing for 2018.
Well, we had it for 17, which is first year of the contract.
So then we include
all of it in 2017. Do we have Schedule B for 2017?
Yes. Gina, do you have that copy of 2017?
Are they asking for something different in 2018 than we gave them in 2017?
Well, I think they're just asking for more of us doing more for them for like their All-Stars and stuff like that.
I mean, ultimately, so, okay, we have a new board at this point in time.
This is a back of the color trunk.
If no one's going to chase me down and charge me to pay, I mean, I'm not that kind of person, but if someone's not going to chase someone down, I don't know. I can see why they're just continuing.
It's not that either, though, I don't think.
Let's just do it. No one's going to chase us down.
The contract, Gina, I don't think you have that.
We have to be better on our end.
I just think that South Clinton Falls girls bait softball, their travel teams are all separate. They pay to use the fields. Mm-hmm. And their All-Stars are included, but it's really hard to see what's different. Is this... Because somebody playing on a Sunday, to me, is a travel team. Because South Glens Falls Youth Baseball is Monday through Saturday. Sundays and Fridays were not in their contract. Because that's the travel days.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, all of these games he's sending me on Sundays...
That's a different entity.
That's my take on it. But I can't get any clarification from them.
We can tell them that that is. They won't let them tell us. We can tell them it is.
But I can't. That has to come from you. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Because they would say no.
I would have no problem if I had
thing.
That ability. But I don't want without it. The direction of you.
I'd try. I mean, I wouldn't. But I mean, if I was of that mindset, I'd try and get away with it. But it's our job to tell them that's different. You're going to pay for that.
Well, and I have somebody whose child is playing All-Stars, and they pay a separate fee to play them. They pay a separate fee to play. They're paying $80-something, $88 for a child who I think is in first grade.
It's funny how everybody's paying, but the talent...
We don't see any of that.
And then they all say, we're jerking them around.
Yeah.
Makes me so mad.
But that, I mean, that's what I've been getting hit with, and that, you know, it's hard for me to go back and say something when I don't have it clear if this is a travel and if this is what's been happening from the past or not.
And the only guy that's a non-profit in this whole thing is Jack Hills, right? Everything he does is on the non-profit status.
Correct. Well, they claim they are non-profit.
We can require proof.
We should, I think. Don't you? For all teams, I think now we need to see
because their field use application.
Tax filing and your bookkeeping, just like we do with the emergency squad and the...
I think there's a lot of money somewhere.
There's absolutely. If you just break down, I mean, even again, I don't want to get off task, but when the time is right, we got to start running tournaments.
But I think if we break this down as your season is your contract, and as like Jack Hills does the field use for the travel teams, softball does field use if they're going to do a tournament. Then baseball should be doing field use for the travel teams or the Sundays and Fridays if that's not in their contract.
Right.
I thought there was actually discussion about that last year, the year before, that they talked about two separate contracts.
We did. And Carla said that in it.
Yes.
And that's why we're saying that this is all thrown into one. He's saying that that extra $1,000 is for his travel. That's what he said. And
not.
I said, no, it's not.
It's for the concession.
And I clarified it. From after speaking to Alan, just to make sure that I was on the same page, remembering our conversations, was that $1,000 is for your concession, and the $3,000 is for field use. And many of the Facebook posts and slams have been.
But you got to ignore those. I hate to say it.
No, I understand that, but it brings us a little bit of insight as to what's out there for information. So maybe it's a education piece to those parents that are distraught, thinking that the town is the bad guy in reference to
they
the fee that
the
we're
town's
charging.
Bad guy.
But in reference to the fee we're charging, they think that it's the first time that anybody's ever asked them to pay $4,000.
Well, what are the parents
and that's
for?
Not true.
Where do the parents think the money's going? To
I don't know.
To a magic place?
I mean, this is all new to me. I'm
to
being enlightened every day.
Well, yeah, some of the fees that are umpire fees. if they are travel ball, they'll probably be paying for fields elsewhere, as well as the umpires elsewhere.
But travel ball is not South and Falls Youth Baseball.
But they are going under South Glens Falls Youth Baseball.
I know, but they really aren't because their contract season is over, mm-hmm. And now so it's different.
And they're advertising and
they're
doing fundraising.
How does surrounding communities do it?
Travel pays, and it's not. I asked like Queensbury when we looked through this last year. Alan and I and Gina, we sat and we went through all of what other surrounding areas are doing and charging. and it's separate.
So
like it's per game or per hour.
So why don't we have a class for travel? Class with a permit for travel.
Well, we do for everybody but baseball. That's what I'm saying. They're moving it into their contract and saying it's all under their contract.
They're claiming as part of their contract.
They're claiming.
Is the contract handy right now that we give out? Is this, or is this it?
No, Leanne keeps the contract.
Really? You need people to grab it?
It would be helpful enough to look at one right now.
You mean their current contract?
And no, not even their current. That's the one that they would fill out or that anyone would fill out. Or are they not the same?
It's not a fill-out thing. It's something that Carla draws up.
I'm trying to think. There's like separate contracts. If I want to hire a DJ for a wedding, do a contract.
Well, there is
and
certain
I have a date and a time
banks.
And how much I'm going to pay, uh-huh. What I'm expecting from them, what they're expecting from me, when they're out the door.
The wording under the contract we have in place with U Softball right now on this particular topic says, whereas South Plains Baseball is requesting permission from the town for the use of the field for the baseball games for the 2017-18-19 regular season. Field availability outside regular season will be non-exclusive and at the mutual agreement between the South Plains Falls Youth Baseball and the park maintenance director based on availability of fields. So, I mean, we purposely defined it as regular season.
Mm-hmm. And I remember we discussed it to make sure that it was regular season because this discussion occurred.
And so what's the issue that's up now?
It's every Sunday, or Sundays in June, their season ends the 16th, and they're still playing on Sundays and Fridays.
So they should be paying for field usage fees at this point in time for that.
And even all through June.
I believe that the contract was written that they had the defined period of times and schedules based on Schedule B, which they had to supply to you by March 15th of every year, which it sounds like we didn't get for this year, was exclusive use. But after the regular season, it was non-exclusive use, which I think, if I recall, you might listen to that meeting and maybe read the notes.
I printed off those.
It was included in there, so this extended season was included, but they didn't have exclusive rights. Or exclusive use of the field.
For Fridays and Sundays.
And maybe I need to play devil's advocate and say, maybe someone's not purposely doing something deceitful. We could start from there. They need a reminder, like ASAP.
Can I ask a question about exclusive rights? Does that mean that they don't have to pay for the field usage? Does that mean that they don't have to put in a field use request? Or that they do have to put in a field use request? And pay for the fields or not pay for the fields?
My recollection of the way we structured the contract and my interpretation of rereading it now is that this was for their season, 2017, 18, and 19. The only thing that we were going to let them define the period of time and give them exclusive use for was for the regular season. We didn't have overlap or conflict for field uses as much during their regular season, but then we get into after their regular season, there were other people that wanted the field, and that's when we said we weren't willing to do exclusive use, and so it was based on a first-come, first-served.
And when on Fridays and Sundays during the season, they didn't have the rights on that, and their contract it says non-exclusive.
On Fridays and
Sundays.
During the regular season.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
So then anybody who wants to use it then should be coming in and filling out a field use request so that they can reserve it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're providing the schedule... supposedly providing a schedule.
Well, and I have a schedule that he gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is practice starting April 2nd when their season started April 28th for their opening day. So they started practicing on fields 1 through 4, 4 to 8 o'clock. They want fields 1 through 4 every day.
And what's it defined in that contract, what their timeline is going to be? April 28th?
Opening day, right, Alan? But then on here he says travel games to be determined. He puts it right on his calendar.
So all through the season he had travel games
to be determined. So that's what I'm saying. It's clear.
I will tell you that the verbiage of this contract versus another entity, the softball, is almost exactly the same.
And
so I don't think it's a problem with the contract.
I don't think it's a problem with the contract either.
Because we don't have a problem on softball. But that said, so he is giving us schedules. So
I have a schedule for this season, just practice-wise, not like who's playing this,
talking
whatever.
A month to month.
A month to month. Like, here's May.
But his contract required no later than March 15th of each year, South Clemson's youth baseball shall submit proposed league schedule to the park staff and the recreation director for review and approve.
Mm-hmm.
Did they give us their 2018 schedule by March 15th?
No, I don't know if it was March 15th. I'd have to look back in my email. But so he gives me this.
And so he gave you the whole season.
Mm-hmm. And he said changes
by
will
month,
happen.
By month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I started noticing when he started giving me the gray is that it is travel.
Mm-hmm.
And the other entities pay for travel.
So the answer to your question, if I recall correctly, they're not paying us any additional money. Their regular season's included, and they have no exclusive use on
Sundays and Fridays
during regular season. And then after the regular season, it's first come, first serve kind of thing.
There's no
so
rule.
If we have paying entities that want the fields after their regular season, I remember that being specifically our reason. We have entities that wanted to pay.
Mm-hmm.
They get first.
They would have first rights of first. You know, we're going to give it to somebody who wants to pay.
And we do. I think mm-hmm. the question is, Do we do the same mm-hmm. for South Plains Falls youth baseball as we do for South Plains Falls softball and have travel as a separate, like we had discussed in the past, as a separate contract so that they are paying for the use of those fields on Sunday?
We can do that. We can decide to change the existing contract, but I will remind everybody that we put a 3-year contract in place to let the dust settle. We were all comfortable that voted on it, whoever, I don't remember who voted what, at that point in time to just settle this for 3 years because there was a lot of other turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about changes in contract or we can live this out through 2019 and just make sure that it's enforced.
Very clear.
Well, I think if we have a 3-year contract, we have to live under the...
That would be my advice. That's why we did it. Now, that said, if they're not submitting their Schedule B by March 15th or some date close to that, then that's a problem. If they're not agreeing to the terms of the contract, that's a problem.
Now, would the Schedule B because the clerk's office keeps the contract, or the Schedule B go to the supervisor's office?
Schedule B is the schedule. Schedule B was the defined date. So when they gave that to you, that should have been given to the clerk's office, and that would have become Schedule B.
Okay. That in the excuse me, in the back of the contract, I think there were more specific dates of things that would go on versus what they give me as a calendar that just says practice and games. Because remember when we looked up that
mm-hmm.
contract, it was very specific as dates. This is when this is. And
again, it says
just that one, just so we can show them that
the contract says no later than March 15th of each year. South Clemson Falls Youth Ball shall submit proposed league schedule to the park staff and recreation director for review and approve, provided that South Clemson Falls Youth Ball submits the proposed schedule for approval no later than March 15th. The town agrees that the fields designated for the approved schedule will not be rented for any use to any other program. Notwithstanding or foregoing, the town may rent the fields to another program or otherwise use the fields at any time when the fields are not in use by South Clemson Falls Youth Baseball, pursuant to the approved schedule. The schedule should be attached hereto as Schedule B. So that schedule that they give you becomes Schedule B. We have the right to rent any fields they didn't request. We can rent if you know you're only committing to what you approve, and we can go rent fields around that, and they have to live with it. So for them to give you a schedule this year and say, well, it's going to change a lot, that's not the agreement we had.
Well, that's my point. And then it's like travel games to be determined.
That's not the agreement we had.
And that's what I thought. And minor games, field 1, 2, and 3, 6 o'clock. So
okay,
that would be okay. And I keep like Monday through Saturday, that's their, except Friday nights, as a set. And then they put on their travel practice on Friday nights. And I explained to him that if that field is rented, that's a game and that comes first. Because Hurricanes paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they get it. And then it was always, well, they need to go to field 3 because we practice on 1 and 2.
No.
They're playing on field 1. And I got into a little bit with them because that's their fields and that's what he felt.
My advice is they should come back in front of the board if they have an issue and stop mm-hmm. coming after you.
That's what scheduled.
And some board members should give them that message because that email that we all have seen is inappropriate. In my opinion.
Okay.
And it's so not the first one. If they don't want to work with us, they don't have to play there. It's as simple as that.
We put a contract in place.
We represent the community as a whole.
And that's what I feel, and that's not the first time that that's been done to me in reference to the emails or text messages. So it puts me in a really hard spot. And
so did we get a Schedule B for 2018 this year? So I see in here they've thrown their tournaments for their travel on here. So
that was last year. Yeah.
Right. This is last year.
They included it because that's what the contract allowed for them to do.
Right. But we don't have a Schedule B for 2018.
They're in violation of the contract. Yeah. They did not give us that for this calendar year.
So they should be paying for those fields at this point in time for everything.
And I only noticed that because we started talking and trying, and then Randy and I were looking at the contract. He came over and got a copy, and we were at the part going through it in reference to the question of lining and doing all this for them for All-Stars. Now, when I spoke to a whole bunch of parents whose kids play on All-Star, no, the parents line these fields on the home team. So then I'm like, okay, I'm being played. And Randy's being played, and we don't know
the contract
which one
defined
is
that we were not lining the
exactly,
fields.
And that's what I showed him. And that's the picture I sent to him.
Sure. Absolutely. And then,
to your question, John, they weren't going to be paying anything else. They weren't paying anything else. They were paying that amount of money. But they didn't get non-exclusive use outside of regular season or on Fridays and Sundays.
Okay. In the past, in the past, I didn't think baseball had South Glens Falls youth baseball had travel teams other than the All-Star team. Now granted, my boy has grown beyond this. And partly because of that, we saw other travel teams. So that's where the Northeast Hurricane came into play. He's played for the Hurricanes. He's played for Adirondack Hawks. Seems like there was another team they played for. I can't recall right now. But with these other teams, they're different entities than the baseball, youth baseball, and that they had their own organization and they paid for the use of things.
So in prior years, if my memory serves me correct, and I'm pretty certain this is going to be very accurate, we had multiple contracts, regular season and travel. They were $1,500 each, whatever the number. We netted the same number at the end of the day, or that, and then we added on the concession stand. Mm-hmm. So we were $3,000 before on the old model with two different contracts, which was two different negotiations, which didn't serve any purpose other than they were two different contracts.
Okay.
It was the same wording.
Yep.
And we got $3,000. Now we're getting one contract that covers the entire season with defined use of exclusive use and another $1,000 for the use of the concession stand. And so it was one contract that we all agreed to that was 3 years, and we're done. Play nice. We'll play nice.
Okay.
Move forward.
And I'm okay with that.
If we're not living up to our end of the agreement, and it's possible we're missing a couple beats here or there, we can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that in this particular case, based on what I'm seeing, they got some things that they need to straighten out. And they should come back in front of the board.
Okay.
Or a member of the committee or liaison and explain what the contract, where we're falling down on our agreement.
Because
I don't believe we are.
So there's something dated 3/13/2018 on here. Did they add to this year? They added. There's no dates and times, but then they have.
Is that
something about that rosters and then their 9U, 10U, 12U team on here?
I requested that.
Okay.
So
so that's why it was added in. Got it. But fair enough. That was at that time we were talking about.
Well, because I had received some emails from parents in the community saying that there was some fundraising going on with South Glens Falls Youth Baseball, and they were raising money to go to Delaware for a tournament. So that's when I started getting phone calls. I just started asking questions, like we were starting to ask for rosters for other travel teams so that we had it like softball. They give us a roster. So I asked him for travel teams. And yes, there are kids that were on this travel South Glens Falls baseball team that lived in Lake George, Queensbury.
So that's why we have to define South Glens Falls Little League is the first portion with the All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
But then these travels are completely separate. And that's why. But right now it all falls under South Glens Falls Youth Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So We have to just have this contract for the 3 years that it is, but it's going to be it has to be a completely different contract, which we have a year at this point to put it together.
Better defined.
Better defined. Because I just feel that this, certainly lets them put all their travel stuff under the same thing right now, and they can do it again next year, because it's already in here as, you know, a 9U team, a 10U team, a 12U team. It's all considered Selkirk Falls baseball. But I feel like there's a lot more kids than this actually play Selkirk Falls baseball. I mean,
travel. That's only their travel.
That's their travel.
That's their travel roster.
The rosters for the little league teams has not been submitted.
But I don't think we need that.
Right, and I agree.
And oh yeah, I didn't ask for that.
No.
Little league teams. No.
But if it's all Selkirk Falls baseball, then they're covered by this contract, and that's where.
And they said in one of the emails that someone shared with me was, we're going to carry the travel team under the insurance of Southland Falls Youth Baseball this year.
Well, as long as that entity is named on the insurance certificate that's provided to the town,
absolutely.
I guess we're protected. But
and you know, I just, because this is all new to me, I think I'm looking into it maybe more than has been in the past, and I don't know how much or how deep the board wants it, but I'm just trying to figure out what's being done and what's out there.
No, I think you're doing a good job. It's actually a little bit frustrating because I feel as if some folks have just realized that there's lots of holes in our fabric, and they found them, and there's nothing we can do about it at this point in time. But moving forward, we have to be able to sharpen that pencil and say, this is the agreement we need to have, because you need our fields. We want you to play on them. But in order for us, you want to complain about our parks, you want to complain about our facilities, well, guess what? We have to have better contracts, and we need to charge more, and we need to do what we need to do to get those parks where you expect them. So, but we're, with that particular contract, that we got for the next year, so we're down two seasons down, right?
Does that count for their concession stand was for their season? So should we be charging for their concession stand at this point, or letting it go?
I think the contract says they have it.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, I appreciate the job you're doing too, but I can promise you, if we go looking for stuff, we're going
to
find
stuff. Oh, and I don't want
to. If we go looking, we're going to find problems.
Yeah.
To your point,
absolutely.
People are going to find a way to beat the system
absolutely.
All day long. I'm not suggesting that's what mm-hmm. they're doing. Number three, there's clearly my perception that there's starting to become a change in the feeling of the existing board to start to look at this differently than it's been looked at in the past. Because I can tell you that was not the overall feeling of prior boards to turn this into any kind of revenue stream. And so I think we made some strides, and now we're seeing some gaps. Now we fix them in the next thing, and we don't do a 3-year term next time. There was a lot of motives why we did a 3-year
term. Absolutely.
I remember that whole last year because he got quoted there, Councilman Ventas. I remember that.
I heard that quote the other day, just saying.
And I don't think any of us want. We all want the kids to play. We want the kids to play a lot.
Absolutely.
Let's get that very clear. It's not about the kids. The issue with this is not kids. It's the people who should be looking out for the kids to have the best, and they're not. They're trying to just make it. Well, the kids are still paying. We're just not getting paid at the town level. So we got to figure out where that is.
And any implication when I see it that says the town doesn't support this infuriates me. When I see the amount of money we've spent so that these organizations can sell concessions and make money that we don't even take enough to cover our gas and our electric that we're spending on them and the equipment we bought for them to use, that they would imply that we in any way are not trying to support them. Taxpayers have supported them to hundreds of thousands of dollars when we're done, when we look at the soccer fields and the baseball fields. We just spent $80,000 on a concession stand for them to sell hot dogs and french fries, and then they say we don't support them in the emails. It infuriates me.
Well, you have to consider the source.
So what are we going to do for the purpose of this meeting? Like, are we agreeing on the contract?
So I think we have a consensus on what requires a contract, which was one of your questions. Correct.
And we're going to do it in this. I just want to make sure I have the right thing here. Just for clarification's sake, the only
contracts that we're going to do are softball, baseball, and soccer. Fall soccer.
Correct. At this point in time.
Okay. And then, so we don't need any of this.
No, it's a good worksheet.
I just did this basically because eventually I'd like to see something like this online.
Mm-hmm.
You can go through and you can poke at this and say what you want, and then the worksheet is only what I would see and what you guys would get with this, how I figured out the numbers and like she would get in the clerk's office. Eventually, everything has to be done online. Clicked, it would go, and nothing would go to them. And that's a lot of the problem is piecemeal comes into Leanne's office, and then...
There's no sign-off until you have everything.
Absolutely.
You need.
And that was my whole thing about that note.
There should never be any gray area. It's black and white.
Absolutely.
You have everything that the town requires, then you're issued a permit.
Yep.
You don't get it.
So we got a contract for those three.
Yep.
Everything else is field usage. We have a defined field usage policy. Is that what's broken on that we need to discuss tonight?
I think if we're going to do field usage, how are we going to decide field usage for Pop Warner, for a soccer, for a lacrosse, for those clinics, camps, or like that, like you said, Kyle, a month season.
What were the three you just mentioned?
Soccer, the spring soccer, lacrosse, or Pop Warner football.
And I've got Jane Finch, too.
That was only a 1 year. She hasn't come back.
You're not coming this year?
That was a 1 year.
So the whole thing with PJ and this PJ Montip in the spring soccer, that's a clinic.
It's more of a camp. They don't do games in the spring.
So he charges X amount per child to be there. So when it's a field usage, not a contract, he's not paying the town per child to be at that camp.
He's paying a fixed price.
So he's going to fix price that's going to him, and he's paying a fixed price, right?
Right. And I don't know where that determination was. Like you read off a bunch of amounts that were picked. I don't know where that came out of for $700. I'm sure it was in a past board, and that's where I said, would it be easier for us to get that roster from them and pay the $10 per child?
What was his opinion on that?
After talking to both...
Just stay on soccer for a minute.
They both agreed with the $10, thought that would be easier for them.
It's probably cheaper for them, too.
I don't know, because it's going to be based on how many kids, because actually the soccer ended up being, I think he only had 20 kids. Well, it would be cheaper for him, but for lacrosse it wouldn't be. It would be more.
What did they have in lacrosse? I don't even know. I know the girls had 70 kids as girls this year, but that's different, because they didn't come
fifth
here.
Fifth and sixth, I know, had 25. Third and fourth and first and second. I think it was in the same area. The younger ones had more.
So we had 75 to 100 for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they got 750 to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And in past years, they paid $1,500.
Well, I don't.
So that's why they would think that's better.
Before me.
That indeed might not have paid.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that.
$1,500 was specific to Little League and softball.
Lacrosse was paying $1,200.
And I don't know if it was the same group or not.
But at this point, it's kind of pointless because they've been allowed to play down there. They're probably almost done.
Well, we have to figure out, so what we're going forward to let them know now so that what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where I think that...
Just kidding. I know it's on the record.
It's easier, like you said, people don't know where to go to ask a question.
Nope.
So if they come and they say, what will it be to do something like this? At least I'd have an idea. You know, we're going to go up based on this for these type of groups, or...
Well, we did it for field usage for Little League and softball. We defined a à la carte price menu.
Yep,
you
and
want.
We have
so we did it. So we either... We should do the same thing for the other entities.
And if you look at this format, that's how the worksheet is broken down. If you look at the softball, baseball, because I apparently didn't copy the lacrosse, I'm sorry, that's okay. Kick you. And on the bottom it said... You know, the $25 a day, $35. And then if you went down to the bottom, it says, is other field use requested, like the basketball court, the volleyball, football, lacrosse, or soccer? I was just trying to come up with other areas that we would use. And then, like, what fee would we put on that? Like that $35 a night usage?
Well,
or
it would be easier if you were specific to one of the entities, because... It's hard for me to go on basketball court in with
well, I know,
so
but those are the other users.
Let's just take soccer as an example,
okay. Maybe
as a suggestion.
Okay.
Let's just take soccer. Or lacrosse. Let's use lacrosse.
All right, so lacrosse would come in and do a skills practicing on two nights a week for 1.5 to 2 hours.
they give us a schedule in advance of fields and times they want, and then we approve and give them and block some fields for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing some sort of request for some defined mm-hmm. period of time for a certain number of fields. We know the dates, we know the times, and in the past we charged them some dollar value.
Mm-hmm. Correct. But where do you come up with this? How do we come up with the $700?
Well, for lacrosse, so some of it, I don't know where we came up with it in the past.
Okay.
But to me, the cost should have some association to our cost. So what do we do for lacrosse?
Nothing.
We provide field usage, which is watering and
right.
maintenance and
mowing.
Electric, you know, our common charges.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing lining. We're not providing nets.
No, they actually have purchased the nets and given them to the town. Yes,
but we're moving the nets around, aren't we? Depending on the age, I thought.
Not for lacrosse that I know, but soccer and PJ actually comes in and does it.
Let's stay on lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see if it's okay.
Yeah.
What cost is there to the town to provide services to them for that period of time? Is there any other cost?
No. Your regular, like you said, the watering, the mowing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another program that could be renting fields there that would not be because they're there?
I haven't had anybody ask.
Okay.
So what would be a fair number to charge them for these two-hour sessions? And their math is very simple. You've got a schedule you provided that has X number of slots, X times Y is a number. What's the number? Is it $20?
Well, that's why I'm asking you guys. You make those decisions.
So give me using lacrosse as an example, how many weeks? 2 weeks? Two times a week?
Two times a week.
For 6 weeks.
A month? Yeah, six weeks.
So 6 weeks,
12.
Two times a week.
12 times.
So they have 12 field mm-hmm. usages in the past. So if we are $100 a field usage, it's $1,200. If we are 50, it's 600, right? So that's all they're asking for.
Yeah, they haven't asked.
Yeah. And in the past, that organization... So do we know what the organization charges their...
I know what I pay for my son at the fifth grade level.
What is that?
We paid, I think, $75. And then the insurance. So it comes up to be somewhere... But they get a full uniform.
Yeah.
So they get the shirts and shorts.
Shirt and shorts. No gear.
No.
Like pads or anything.
But they do
like
a swap and they give you gear. You know, if somebody doesn't have it, they do give you what's been turned in.
And this is an organization that's putting on an event. Let me just see if I'm clear, and I hate to put people in buckets, but this is somebody that's putting on an event for our kids in place of us having a program, kind of like PJ Moffitt.
Yes.
Little different, just for clarity, than maybe people running tournaments.
Yeah.
Right? So because I think there's other... Right.
And they do go play games. I think they hosted one game for 5th and 6th at the bowl one night.
Mm-hmm.
Glens Falls came and played. But most of their games for the 5th and 6th was we played Schuylerville, Burnt Hills, but most of those places have set lacrosse
mm-hmm.
fields. So you go and there's like...
School?
No, it's by the ice cream place in Schuylerville.
Okay.
Schuyler Park. And it was like you go in and there's six fields.
Yeah.
Just a big open field and they line them. So most of the other facilities have that ability and our park really doesn't have that at this point. So I think that's why there's not been any real tournaments.
Here's you're looking for costs. I'll give you the town Malta, for example. Mm-hmm. For this is per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Softball field is $40 per hour. Actually, all the fields are $40 per hour. U-12 fields are $35 per hour. U-10 are $25 per hour. Softball field, $40. Rugby field, $40. Softball field, $40. So,
and I think
we're in the ballpark.
Per hour.
Yeah, and I think you'll find that with Queensbury, too, similar. It's per hour.
Yeah, it should be hour. You exceed the 1 hour, you're up into the two-hour range. You exceed the two-hour range, you're up in the three, you know, between two and three.
So at 100, we're a little high that we're in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fine with even
so
40
do
bucks
do,
an hour.
Do we want to do per hour across? I mean, that's an easy formula. Do we want to do that for...
How would you collect that money?
They'd have to give us a schedule of what they were going to use it every Tuesday, Thursday, or every Monday, Wednesday, and that would be their scheduled time period.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would work easy. Because if they give it to you ahead of time, your schedule.
So they have their field use permit online, which I believe we do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It has, you have to complete the application, provide a check with the appropriate reservation fees, and a certificate of insurance. I mean, the town
as an
additional
yep.
insurance,
mm-hmm.
which is no. kind of what we do.
Right.
You have to fill out the organization's name. You have to provide contact information, which is daytime phone, email, dates and times for request. And then at the bottom, they sign it, and then the town signs it with the check number on it. Mission accomplished.
I agree.
You don't use
the field
unless that form is completed.
Is that across the board for you, like Little League Baseball and all that stuff you can probably on there?
Yeah.
I mean, in that contract for the baseball one, just I know we're not going to change it, set in there 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays and, well, not Sundays, but at least Saturdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a, and then was it 4 or 5 o'clock to?
4 to 8.
4 to 8, Tuesday through?
Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday.
And in that application, there's actually language that says, I have read and understand the rules and regulations and fees promulgated by section of their local code. So by signing that form, they are attesting that they know the rules of the park, use of the field, and what the fees.
Does Malta have a particular code just for the fees of the field?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Does Malta have a...
specific code,
town code.
Yeah. So they have under section 117. It is the town of Malta use of the town parks.
No.
And they must comply with the rules and policies therein. And you understand that the rental fee is for the use of the fields and does not include other park facilities. And they accept full responsibility for any damages caused by those attending my gathering.
And that's kind of on our, we have that on.
Yeah. So if we went with a dollar per hour, that would answer your question across all of them, if that number was $40.
Mm-hmm. The $40 is 2 hours?
They lose their
share. An hour.
They'll lose their share. We did the math last time.
It's a thousand. It's basically $1,100 a week.
Yeah. Just to get us
$1,100 a week.
But to close out this, other entities running organized sports programs, we're talking about using field usage forms, and we're suggesting a dollar rate per hour, and they're going to give us a schedule with the request, just like they kind of do now, or they're supposed to. And you have your number to collect. Where do you see the holes from your side?
It's a follow-up with paperwork.
I'm just going to be frankly honest with you. There's too many people involved with this whole process, in my opinion, because it all starts with me, and then it half goes to her, and half the stuff comes, and half the stuff doesn't come, and you're waiting on stuff. And to me, it's just a nightmare.
You're a gatekeeper.
I'm a gatekeeper of nothing, is what I'm a gatekeeper of. Mm-hmm. I'm a gatekeeper of, here comes the paperwork, now it has to go to Sandy, then we have to wait for the insurance, and we have to wait for this, and we're still waiting for money from people because they don't follow the rule of the 15-day thing. So it's just a nightmare. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm just being frankly honest with all of you, none of this, I mean, you can talk all you want about how you want to set this whole thing up, but it's a nightmare no matter how you slice it and dice it, because it starts with me and then it goes everywhere. There should be one person in charge of this. Would make it so much easier all the way around. I know that would entail a full-time person, but you really need one. You need somebody that sits in this town hall that can let somebody walk in and say, I need this field, and they can schedule it because they know what's there, and they can tell the person, here's what it's going to cost. I want your money before I schedule it, because if it were up to me, nobody would have a field scheduled until they paid for it. Because this whole garbage about waiting for everybody to decide to pay the town of Moreau, I wouldn't do it that way. It's ridiculous, and it doesn't work.
So
thank you for letting me know.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So I think, all the applications have to be downloaded online or provided blank by your office. And they have, by signing it, there's three things in there they have to do. And Randy, somebody at REC, has to receive a copy that's signed off by the town clerk saying that it's been paid for and they've met the requirements. Plain simple.
Should be that
way. If they don't have that, they don't play that day.
That's right. I agree with that.
And that's what we have to do, is say, you don't have this with you.
I'm sorry, Reeve, but this is a town board workshop.
I understand, but it's public.
It is public, but it's a town board workshop among town board members. And after we're done, if we have time, we will open it up for comments.
Okay.
I think that's where this started, Todd, with the calendar, was to show who was okay to play on the field. But she's very right, like with our last tournament, that person didn't pay until Thursday, and that's because I called them from here and said, you haven't paid yet, and your event is today.
And I'd say we're keeping the fence locked.
And that's what we both said, that it shouldn't have.
Yeah, that's what it was in the email.
But I kind of
agree. Based on what you're saying, so we've already defined the policies and procedures in the 15th, so then nobody's following it for the general rule.
I'm not going to say nobody's following them, but it doesn't get followed. Buddy Beams has a tournament that starts tomorrow. He still owes us money.
That's canceled. I'm sorry. I just found out last night.
Right?
And this is the problem. Well, I sit here with all this stuff.
I don't want to refund. Isn't that a nightmare for you to have to go back and figure out if they paid? And
everything's a nightmare. Because now it's just...
So, well, at this point, they're within the field use. There is an avenue for refunding money. Where, you know, part of my thought was with the tournaments in particular, when they schedule a tournament, they should be giving a deposit. And that the full payment should be made 30 days in advance of the tournament. And if it's not paid, they don't own the tournament.
So who does the follow-up?
Well, mm-hmm.
It'll be me.
Essentially.
But I don't think the 15 days is a good number because that's way too close to the tournament. Right. I agree with the 30 days.
30 days, so that, you know, we know how many games are being played. Randy can...
He gets a sheet from me that says
Figure out how many people he's going to need and make arrangements for that.
Here's what frosts me. We have a refund policy, and there's people that are entities that are having a function, and it doesn't take place. And the parents are not refunded their money.
Yeah.
I have a huge issue with that.
And we're refunding it to them,
and
but they're not paying
it.
So let me just ask a quick question on Buddy Beam, on his organization. He reserved fields that we then didn't rent to anybody else. He didn't pay up to the last minute, and then
he didn't pay. He canceled last night.
He canceled last night for something this coming weekend?
Yes.
So we've lost any opportunity to rent those fields.
I have let softball know that they are not being used. So, but at this point, yeah, I think the 15
Which
days is
the
too...
15 or, and I wouldn't be opposed to 30 days.
I think
days,
the 30 is better.
I guess to Leanne's point, they're all, and thank you for sharing your points and your frustration.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we defined. I mean, are you comfortable with this if it was followed?
If it were followed, I suppose so. Yes. But still, I mean, in a perfect world, in a real perfect world, it would be nice if one person could start this whole thing from beginning to end and just take care of it all themselves instead of having one person do this and one person do that. You know, it's like with the contracts, okay, that's going to involve Lisa, so now Lisa has involvement. She's going to have to mark her calendar to know when these contracts have to be ready to go out. And then from the contracts there, I guess it goes to Sandy. She'll walk it around and make sure that people sign it, so then she's involved.
Yeah.
And then,
you pick up the phone and say, contract's ready at town hall.
But you know what I'm saying. There's just a lot of different people involved with this whole process. And as far as the fields go, like I said, I mean, they start with me. They come in. They fill out the field use request form.
Mm-hmm.
But they've already gone to Sandy and booked weekends. I mean, they're booked.
But
they're already booked before they pay, before...
You don't take a booking unless you...
No. These bookings that are done were done last year.
Okay.
I don't... If somebody comes in now and says, hey, I want to rent for the future,
mm-hmm.
I make them come here and do it. Most of these things that are occurring and have occurred have been done.
Okay.
So, with what Leanne is saying, in a perfect world, a full-time person for this would be ideal. But I can't say that...
Well, if you get revenue from these groups, you could have
yes,
a full-time
exactly.
I agree with you.
Maybe, and that's what
but
we
I also
be
don't think
about.
An 8-to-4 person.
No, it doesn't.
I think an online person. Not person, but I think online is going to save a lot of headache for all of us. Because just as you said for Malta, just as Queensbury Town does, you go into the system. You want to rent a field, You put the forms in, and then it comes to us that it's complete. Your payment's online, and it's done before we get that document.
Can we accept payment online that way? We can right now, or no?
Not with recreation.
Not recreation. That would save, and a lot of these parents that are in some of our people that have not gotten their documents here between 8 and 4.
So what does that Blue Sombrero cost?
Blue Sombrero is nothing. It's free.
That PJ Monsif does it through soccer.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is. And I have all the backside done.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Right.
There's no cost to us. There's a cost to the people that have to pay, just like they do.
Absolutely, but then you add that on their fee, as Jeffrey and I spoke about it. And Jeffrey's spoken to the gentleman from Blue Sombrero, and that's what he had said, was that we would just add that fee on top of the registration, and that's in the fine line that says, just like you do anywhere else. But I think
people
that would save, absolutely.
Yes.
At 11 o'clock at night is when you're doing the registration. Yeah. That's when parents have the time.
But
or
then the Blue Sombrero thing also, you can do the scheduling, the administrator can see who's on what, who's on when. I mean, that essentially calendar is generated like that, so there's
and
no
the people will see
overlapping.
That's great.
And plus you can put the link on. Here's, you know, there's a scroll bar that you can say that it's time for South Glens Falls Youth Baseball to sign up. You click a button and you go to their website.
But that can all be added to
Absolutely.
Our town website. Yep. We click recreation, and then it's all the sports, the contact person, and the date for registration, and the link.
Absolutely.
And it's all right there, and it's a start, and it's a step in the right direction.
I mean, I have done a lot of work on the backside of the Blue Sombrero to put input into it. At this point, Jeffrey spoke to them about the financial piece of it, and that piece can be earmarked for Jeffrey to be the only one that does have finances, or I don't know, and the inside of that to do it. That has nothing to do with this position,
right,
which is great, but I would be able to see that they've been paid and all the check marks are done. So we'd get the out, you know, the list. Online, I think, is where it would save a lot of headaches for a lot of people.
Leah, if you don't mind me asking, what are the specific problems we have in this year?
Does it online, for God's
sake. I mean, we had a confusion with Chris Parentio, and that was a surprise on
Chris didn't pay until the day before his tournament.
So what are the problems that we've been challenged with this year that we need to make
Well, pretty much it's just the contract thing. This is what started my conversation the other day. We have things that are coming up that nobody knows who's responsible to get these contracts signed. So now we're getting away from some of these things being a contract, where Pop Warner was a contract, lacrosse was a contract, fall soccer is a contract. So I went to Lisa the other day and said, Sandy's not in charge of starting this contract thing, so I guess you're it.
Well, no, my initial piece was, somebody says, I want to have an event with softball and baseball. I was the initial contact. But then when the contract comes through, it all goes through them because they're the ones that are signing it. At that point, it's out of my hands.
That's what I'm saying.
Piece, yeah.
So it starts with Lisa. So nobody seemed to really know what was going on with the contract. That's what started my whole, oh my God, what are we doing kind of a thing. So we've got those things out there. If we don't want to do contracts, that's fine. So going forward, we just need to tell Sandy, what are these people paying? Because Pop Warner is going to be coming in here in about another month, and we have nothing at all. Lacrosse, they've been here, come and gone, nothing. So those are my issues that I have right now, which kind of started this whole thing going. Lacrosse, I guess, you know, if I can just vent and throw this out there, I don't know who let them play, not knowing whether they had any kind of a fee or anything. That annoys me. That annoys me that anybody is using that park.
It annoys all of us. The person that was running this job up until this year was the one in charge of that, of making sure they had paid and making sure everything was good.
Well, and then I did attempt to ask about their fees for this year, and we didn't get anywhere with it. So I don't know. I think we can, in hindsight, I definitely know more of what's happening on the field use. It's only been a few months that I've had it, so I think moving forward we have a better handle on it.
Did lacrosse give you a schedule for this year?
No. Like every Tuesday, Thursday?
Well,
but that pretty much.
Leanne's question, somehow they got on the field, so did they put in requests?
Absolutely. They told me lacrosse was starting on this date and they would be there this date.
They being the entity?
Yes, Scott Comstock.
And he knows he's paid every year, so is he waiting for us to give him
They didn't pay last year.
So So he knows he got away from last year, but he knows he's paid the prior. Is he expecting to pay anything this year?
Well, he asked the questions, and that's what I had brought forward in my emails to the board back then, was in reference to they wanted to know about putting in the nets and paying that $1,000 for the nets versus paying the board. And I think everybody
got... Well, not paying the board.
Paying the town, but I think in everything got very busy, mm-hmm. and I didn't really hear back from any directive from the board. And La Crosse did play.
Well, we want to make things as clear as possible for the staff. So I am ready and willing to move on this Tuesday night.
Thank you.
I got 1 hour to do it.
So,
are there any recommendations tonight, or do folks want to come to a general consensus on how we're going to move forward, and then give me the particulars? And
can we go online?
I would love to go online.
So can I move forward and maybe have Blue Sombrero come and meet and talk with our rec representatives, or do you want it in front of the whole board so that we can show how to use it?
I am not tech savvy, so
I'm off from work after tomorrow, so and I'm all about being part of this rec thing.
Simple is better.
Can I just ask one question? If we're doing things, what are we doing online? Because we really don't have many programs that are our programs. So what are they doing online?
Field usage.
So just that. So somebody wants to use a field, they're going to go in there, fill out a form, and pay their money for a field before they know that you've approved it.
I wouldn't approve it until I got all the documments that were needed.
So they would have...
it's just field use. We're doing the Blue Sombrero.
I think that our basketball is our program. Flag football is our program. Those are ones that can be done online also. Then they would pay, they would do the registration for basketball and football, which are our programs, would be done online through Blue Sombrero.
Do we not have a link to the recorded session that they did already that any board member could watch?
But yeah, I can resend it to everybody.
Resend
the Blue Sombrero.
So we got the contract issue out of the way.
We're only doing three contracts.
We still have another year and two of them.
So Lisa just has to kick off the boilerplate to
and
PJ.
I touched base with PJ today, mm-hmm. and I said I would ask if we were going with a contract or field use.
This fall program contract, yep. we've had one in the past. Yep. I don't have a problem with it.
So I'm clear, we go forward with registering online. Mm-hmm. So it's mandatory pay online?
Yes.
Takes the headache out of chasing people right away. I totally agree with that.
So I would say, though, PJ Motzef did say if you felt more comfortable sending a check, then please send a check to a certain address. That he did collect check, but we can...
But that's his registration. We don't do this.
No, I know, as that option. Like, do we want to give people that option or not? Because 90% of them will do online.
I want electronic all the way. It's just clean, easy.
And we know it all done. Everybody's.
I think, Kyle, I don't know if I understand what you're talking about.
So if I didn't want to, say I didn't want to spend $27.50 because I don't want to pay the $2.50 service
exactly.
fee. I would send PJ a check for $25, and then I would still be registered, but I wouldn't have sent him the extra $2.50 service fee.
But that's PJ's registration. We don't
know
his.
No, I know that, but the service.
Oh, for ours, you mean?
I'm just saying the option
because
I've used it to Blue Sombrero as a parent who has,
mm-hmm.
and then I can look at it like I know people who have six kids and they're like, well, shit, I do it for six kids. I'm paying.
Correct me if I'm wrong. In our current model, we're not having an individual pay us. The entities going in. I mean, how do you envision using Blue Sombrero for Pop Warner?
I don't. That would be a field use going in there. My idea for Blue Sombrero would be putting in their field usage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, they would.
Yeah, but the individuals aren't paying.
No, the only ones the individuals would do that for would be our rec basketball and our rec flag football. Because they would go online and they would register. Could we say those parents that are going to say they don't want to pay a $2 fee? Absolutely, I guess. Somebody who doesn't have a credit card and wants to pay.
Right.
I guess we would have to have a backup plan.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing has been probably the biggest abrasive issue is that people aren't paying.
Well, you were
there's not a problem.
Or they're paying at the last minute.
Those are for the fields. Those are tournaments and things like that. The people that come in and sign up for summer camps and things like that, they're coming in with their forms, they're paying us. There's right. not an issue with that. It's all the people that are reserving the fields, the tournaments.
Fields. Change 30 right. days ahead instead of 15. Payment has to be done 30 days ahead.
Well, right? I don't know if I'm on board with that. If you pull it up and you see an opening on the calendar.
If you reserve that field, like if there's a tournament, like Buddy's, mm-hmm. waiting to 15 days before and he cancels it 2 days or 3 days before mm-hmm. and hadn't paid his whole amount, he only put a deposit down.
If we're doing field uses, they're paying it all, right? That's done.
That's my thing, too. So, mm-hmm.
so there shouldn't even be a 15 or 30 day thing if they're paying it. If they want a field, they have to pay for it.
Yeah. Okay. If you go online, you see there's a date and time open, and you're the first one to pay, you got it.
Well, so the problem that I see with that is that with like the travel or the travel baseball or softball, so why to reserve a field? Basically next year. Oftentimes they're waiting for the teams to sign up before they actually have money to be able to put towards the field. So the request was to have a deposit at the time of request, non-refundable deposit. At the time of request, and then 30 days prior to full payment, because at that 30-day point, they would know basically how many teams, how many.
Well, that's up to
fields.
The board, that's the way you want to do it.
I think I hate to sound pessimistic. I think we're running down a rabbit hole here a little bit. I'll just give you another perspective, because if you're going to go with what the supervisor is suggesting, now. First come, first serve, whoever pays you got it. Now we're going to get back into the conversation how the out-of-town teams all of a sudden got all the fields. Mm-hmm. So I think we better be careful how we just sort of think this out.
Yeah, so I wasn't taking that consideration.
Of our process.
I think we need to think this out a little bit.
Yeah.
The immediate problem tonight was agree on the contracts.
And we got that.
This lack of enforcement of not following an already dictated policy that's putting mm-hmm. Leanne in a bad spot. That needs to stop.
And me.
And multiple people touching it. I don't see where multiple people are supposed to be touching it if they follow this process. You don't do anything until somebody walks into you or hands you four pieces of paper. Yep. So we got to stop putting her in that situation or letting the others put them in that situation. And then we should look hard at Blue Sombrero. I agree. I think there's some value there, but...
I think we have to look at it a little more for the field usage.
It's a little bit more. It's designed for, or it's specifically designed for organizations that run their own programs. If we had a full-time park rec director that ran programs for the town of Rowe, then we would be handling all the registration for all the kids. We don't do that in our current model. Right. Our current model is that we have other entities do it, and they're handling all the registration. So we're kind of putting a square peg in a round hole. I still think it warrants or merits a look. They told us flat out on the call, that's not really how it's designed to use. Can you make it work? Anytime you do a one-off, it's a little bit swirly.
And I think with our field, or our rentals, not rentals, our two programs that we do, field for flag football and basketball. Basketball has over 200 kids. That will be a benefit for us to have everything online.
Absolutely.
The registration.
Wherever we can go electronic, to the supervisor's point,
I absolutely
think we should. I'm just cautioning us to run down this road tonight thinking Blue Sombrero.
No, I'm with you.
There's a configuration. There's understanding
absolutely.
Use. How are you going to publish it online? What programs are in or out? The last thing I want to do is put up a site where town residents, taxpayers, think that's the site they go to.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have any information. They got to know that they're supposed to go off to PJ site or to
right.
Little League site.
Can we do links from our site?
I think we can force their stuff back out. So anyways, my point is you got to really map it out.
Oh,
you
got
to straw man it and make sure that we know what we want to do. So I think we should pursue it. I think it's a great tool. I supported it before. I still mm-hmm. think we should support it. It requires some lift.
I think it takes some time to look at that. But as long as we have the permission to go forward with that, I feel good. I think with Leanne trying to figure out how this is moving forward with our people coming in and leaving piecemeal to her, maybe a piece on our website that says something, a notification, some kind of thing that flashes at these people when you sign, when you go to rent a field, that none of this goes until you've done all of these
things.
Well,
we already have it. We can flash it all we want, but we already have it. Big, bold letters, capital and underlined. You will not guaranteed fields if you don't do
really,
these four
really
things.
Really supervisor,
yet they keep doing
it.
But if we don't accept it, if they don't have it, and their risk is somebody else comes in with all of it for the same field on the same day, it won't take long, and they'll realize either have it all or you don't have it at all.
So Sandy needs to know that you guys have her back. If she follows those rules and she tells somebody, I didn't have your money, I'm canceling your tournament, she needs to know that she's not going to lose her job because somebody comes crying
no,
in
no,
the
I
town
would expect
saying,
to do that.
Saying
that.
I can't believe
that,
she did that. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Well,
so, I mean, if that's the rule, then she needs to know that she can follow those rules and tell people, we don't have your money, your tournament's canceled, flat out.
I agree.
Because
I
then they won't do it.
Why have
on
rules
that
otherwise?
Can we ever not done that?
From this point forward. Or if someone calls in and they want the field and they got money in hand, we can't catch.
I don't. I might have had yours,
right,
but I don't know that the whole board is behind
sure.
I want to say that it's the whole board saying that I have
I've
the ability to.
I've never had an exception that I know of that didn't support. Don't play. Don't pay. Don't play.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm supporting.
And I don't have a problem contacting all the people that use our field at this point and say, just a reminder that this is how it goes and this is the process, and if it's not done, the fields will not be held. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, come up with a letter and I'll send it off to you guys to look at before it's sent out, and of course Lisa will critique it for me and fix it.
There was quite a bit of effort put into fixing the problems before,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we are going to try to fix them again when all we are, all I think we're
just
uncovering
enforcing.
Is we're not enforcing them. I'm not a fan of change them.
No,
now,
and
I think
and
we
and
need
I don't
to change, our,
change.
Our pricing and things need to evolve, but they got to. It says pay or don't
the,
play.
Right. The I think that, you know, we have a place on our website for documents. I'd like the contracts to be posted on that.
I agree.
Because
then it's clear for everybody to see.
This back channel chatter out there.
No, the contracts that are in existence.
I'm with you on
like
that because you know what that would save a lot of the back channel speaking and talking.
Complete transparency.
We are all about transparency. And in the effort to continue our transparency, we're coming up on almost 2 hours of a workshop. I'd like to wrap it up before 8 o'clock. So for Tuesday night, does anybody need anything or want to do anything on Tuesday night?
What would we need to do on Tuesday night?
I'm asking, do we need a resolution to establish the fact that we're going to start charging $40 an hour?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I think we need to do that.
So we need a resolution. Can the can I ask the rec committee to draft a resolution, circulate it for comment?
I don't ever set it in a computer.
Sure, I'll try.
You can handle it.
My question to you is,
$40.
Is that $40 for any field use, or is that $40 for fields other than baseball, softball?
Other than those covered in contract and those that we've already established. We already established a pricing because the pricing in baseball fields had other requirements, like lining the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't.
That would be lacrosse, soccer, Pop Warner. So lacrosse, soccer, or football.
So it would be for lacrosse, soccer, Pop Warner. Those are three entities that we're going to establish mm-hmm. that rate.
So we name the entities that we're covering.
So there you go. So I'll need official names of whatever the group is.
Okay.
$40 per hour flat fee, so it's not per fields or anything like that. So when they use the
per field.
Per
hour
space.
Per field.
Yeah. Per field.
Yeah. Per hour per field. And then Lisa is going to get the contract for
fall soccer.
Fall soccer.
All right, so at this point, we want to just leave the basketball and volleyball out because we just had that other entity just use it for the first time ever. We've had anybody ask. See how that goes? Just let that lay right now?
Yeah, I'm not in tune with what you're saying.
Not really a lot of maintenance involved in basketball.
There's not. They're just blowing up.
Basketball camp that you guys just approved last week.
You're
let's just
about
see
the
how
basketball
that goes.
Season.
No, let's.
Okay.
No, not inside basketball.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, I just want to be comfortable that Leanne's problems she's faced with on a regular basis have been discussed tonight. Whether they've been fixed or not is another question. But did you get your feelings out?
I mean,
your concerns?
Do we need to call particular people and say,
well, I know what's a contract and I know what's not a contract. So that helps.
You know you have board support.
Not, oh, you didn't tell me or you didn't
follow the policy. You're not moving forward.
I think we're better with a letter than a phone call.
Well,
then we have a paper trail.
I'll follow up with a letter.
Something, yeah, so that.
Just a letter and followed by a phone call, I think, to some of these particular people say, hey, by the way, the way we do business is where we've been trying to evolve and change for everybody's benefit. You know, essentially you're on notice that you got to, you know, respond to your emails and you got to pay attention to what someone's
saying. Well, that's what I was talking
you.
About, reaching out to all the entities. Just
I
as
have
a
no
letter
problem
update.
Doing a letter, but I'd like a phone call just to let know it's coming from somebody.
I don't have a problem doing that. If that's what you want.
Well,
I do feel like you're going to be in a position.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Do you feel like you're going to have to be in a position where you have to defend it? Because really, it's not even a. This is the way the town board is, and the town is going to do things.
I don't have any
questions.
Saying that if the board backs me on it, just like
we do. Yeah.
So you'll do it.
Yep.
Send me an email. Okay.
I don't have a problem.
Cool. And just so I'm clear, because I didn't catch the first part, who are we sending a letter to about what?
The parts of the contract that are not being met. Is that what I'm understanding?
Okay, I thought it was to the entities to let them know what we're moving forward with.
Oh, well, you can
I'm good with either
yeah,
way,
don't,
whatever
well,
you want me to do.
Don't do that until after we pass a resolution.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't do it tonight.
Right. So, like, softball, or
don't do it tomorrow night.
I will
lacrosse and football and soccer, at least on that.
That's the $40 per hour
yeah,
that you're going to pass by resolution next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then after that, then we'll send the information out to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last thought I'll throw out for me is that there might be some consideration to have somebody talk to the president a little bit. If he wants to come from the board, I'm comfortable with that, too.
I would prefer
I would appreciate it if someone did.
Let him come in front of the board. I think that's a better way.
If you want to. Here's what needs to be addressed. His the way he's treating the town employee is concerning. His emails border on abusive.
I have suggested to Sandy, if they become abusive when she's there or become sarcastic, that she would just say, I'm sorry, I need to step away. Would you please speak to a board member? Or to say, I'm going to record this conversation so that I can get it correctly down when I give it to a board member. And I said, or you can say, Gina's requested that I do this, if you want to do that, because I hadn't talked to everybody yet about to tell you that I've suggested that, but I don't think she should have to take any verbal abuse from anybody.
I'm going to continue to go on record that I believe we've been very fair, and if we're not living up to our end of the agreement, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
Because I believe we are.
I think we are.
I agree.
So that's all I want to say.
And I mean, I've been very flexible. If they need to change something and the other entity wanted to, we've worked it out.
So real quick, though, when Little League does that thing when they clean up the park at the beginning of the season, that's them.
Not everybody does
it. Right? But yeah, we don't ask them to do that at this point.
Oh, no,
point,
that
we?
Was a miscommunication also. They felt that the town made them do that. There was many parents that were stating that.
I had someone ask me the gas pumps on that day.
We cleared that up in a public meeting.
Yes,
that was designed to help foster an experience for the kids, not mandated by the town. We appreciate it and encourage it.
Right. Which
any
is a
message
nice thing.
Delivered to parents is coming from your entity, your organization,
right.
Not us.
Right.
And that was clarified, too, because that was questions through our Facebook page.
Because we pay hardworking people to take care of those parks. I mean, and so, okay.
I'm going to ask you tomorrow.
I need another board member.
Thank you, Tata. The only thing that I noticed, and I appreciate what you've all done, is when things are applied for, is the entity should know on approval that you just because they filled something out and paid something doesn't mean the town has approved it yet. That's the only thing that I would suggest in the wording, and who that entity should be. This should be a final make a determination or bring God through the check and make sure everything's approved.
Field use application she requires sign off by a town.
That should be part of the. Something clear so they
get
our
hand.
I think it already is.
It's very clear.
That's what we do right now. It comes to me and then it goes to Sandy
and so
for approval.
The only thing that seems to be what's happening to the town, which I'm encouraging and is going, is be able to enforce, being able to have some strength of enforcement, saying this isn't done, either do it or I'm sorry, you can't use it. Thank you.
Anything else? Leanne?
The only thing I want to throw out there is that my town clerk program that I have, they do offer online, a specific online program that you can throw recreation things into. So, I mean, if that's something that you want me to look into this year, I didn't last year because we really didn't have that many programs to do that. But I believe that's how the town of Wilton does it. They use the business automation systems to put their applications and things online so that people can fill them out and pay for them. And it would be through the same credit card vendor that we already use.
That would be more convenient.
That would be nice.
So, I mean, I don't know what the difference of that, you know, between that and Blue Sombrero would be, but I can surely find out. It would be like the town of Wilton. So if you go to their website, it has everything listed on there. It shows the different programs. You click on it, you do what you need to do, and we could have the same thing.
As Wilton has.
As Wilton has.
If it integrates with scheduling, giving us a calendar that gives us one single pane of glass, then that would be really cool. That's one of the neat things about Blue Sombrero is that once that is approved, different. You end up with a calendar. I mean, you can do all the payment registration and all the reporting, historical and stuff. That's all cool. But Blue Sombrero lets you do some other things like... That all rolls up to a calendar, so now the rec supervisor, the rec maintenance director, Randy, knows how to schedule.
Right.
And so we get this single pane of glass that says, I see what I got going on, I need X number of bodies. And then you have the ability in Blue Sombrero to do things like text out to families if the field has been closed. So I'd love to explore what BAS has.
It surely wouldn't be anything like what Blue Sombrero is, though. So if that's, you know, the direction you want to go, I don't want to waste my time, you know, if you're looking at the whole scheduling thing, which sounds like there's definitely more to it than what mine would have.
Or we could talk to Wilton and see how they're integrated. If they're using it, because I know they have their schedule online, and
might be the same thing.
Whoever's going to drive the Blue Sombrero, maybe they look at BAS at the same time.
Sandy, anything else?
No.
Good, because we're over. All right.
Sorry.
No.
Listen, let's close it.
Thank you,
everyone. It's kind of nicer. I have four boys at home.